Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
The results of the large 2014 Purebred Dog Health Survey have all been tabulated and are available for public consumption. In many ways, there are a few surprises. This was a very large study done in the UK. The survey was sent to 385,000 owners and included 212 breeds. Responses were received about dogs belonging to 191 breeds, represented 43,207 living dogs, and 5,684 dogs who were deceased. Statistically, that's a large population. Relative to any one individual breed, it depends. Some breeds are well represented enough to get them into the statistically relative realm. Others are not. One thing to always keep in mind is that when results are given in terms of percentages, that's meaningless unless you know the size of the sample. Like all studies, it's a point-in-time study. And there are very few dogs whose owners think of them as constantly sick. Even so, I don't think the results will come as any surprise to most veterinarians. The most common conditions were lipomas or benign fatty tumors, skin cysts, hypersensitivity or allergic skin disorders, arthritis, no surprise there, and ear infections. Again, no surprise. These are all problems that make up a good percentage of the caseload of many veterinarians. Now things move into the gray area. Remember, this was a study that was done to determine the health of the various pure breeds of dogs. The most common causes of death were old age, unspecified cancer, and unknown conditions, followed by heart failure and kidney problems. Old age is a subjective term. Obviously, unspecified cancer tells us nothing about the type of cancer. Unknown condition could be anything. Dog could have been hit by a car. The dog could have been poisoned. We don't know. So the most common causes of death, that part of it is pretty vague. Then we have the fourth finding that is bound to be controversial. Overall, the lifespan of purebred dogs has decreased approximately 11% in the past decade. What does that mean? I don't know. I haven't had time to go through the whole study breed by breed and work the numbers and see how they came to that conclusion. It might just be a case of averages, that some dogs are dying sooner. The large breed dogs come to mind. Certainly the golden retrievers with their tragic history of lymphoma. But I don't know. The general feeling is that the same four factors that contribute to the problems in purebred dogs persist. Closed gene pools, obsession with purity, popular sires, the desire to breed the same males over and over and over again. And finally, one that seems to be getting worse every year instead of better, the erroneous belief among breeders and, unfortunately, a fair number of veterinarians that it is possible to test one's way to health. It doesn't work that way. We should have figured that out years ago when we were doing what basically amounted to a test and elimination program for hip dysplasia. We didn't solve the hip dysplasia problem, but one thing we did do was eliminate a fair number of dogs from the breeding population. So it's a complex situation. It will be interesting to see what happens when the next survey comes out, I assume in another decade. Will the responses be better or worse? Will those who champion certain breeds, who want to see their breeds survive, start thinking that outcrossing might not be such a bad thing? There are a lot of unknowns in this, but it's a good start.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.